Welcome to That Would Be Me and ThatWouldBeMe.net. Short opinion pieces, humor, rants, and musings by best-selling author Jeff Hoff. Remember to get your free report, Unleash Your Creative Writer, at www.thatwouldbeme.net. Now, on with the show. Back when I used to go to the gym regularly, yes, I did, shut up, I was there one day getting a good schvitz in the steam room after my workout. It was billowing and very hot, so I put my little towel over my head, sat back, and enjoyed myself. After a few moments of that, I heard someone complaining, full-voiced, which is odd. Usually, when people talk in the steam room, it's in a soft, personal voice. Something about it being sort of a private experience, I imagine, and not wanting to disturb the other occupants. This woman was talking loudly. I wasn't really paying attention to her, assuming she was talking to her boyfriend or something, but some of it seeped in. "It's too hot in here. Did you turn the heat all the way up or something?" Someone answered her. I didn't quite hear what he said, but she replied, "If you need to sweat that badly, work out first, for God's sake." I was still trying to ignore her. Again, she asked, "Did you turn it up all the way or something? It's just too hot." Her friend, or the person I assume was her friend, said, "I don't think you can turn it up." "Sure you can. You just pour water on that metal thing there. If you want to sweat that much, you should go work out, not turn up the steam all the way." A point of explanation. At the gym I used to go to, there is this little aluminum bar on the wall of the steam room, beneath which, I assume, is the sensor or thermostat that checks how hot it is in the room. When it's cold, it sends its little signal to the steam-making apparatus deep in the bowels of the gymnasium, or perhaps next door in the janitorial closet, and steam magically fills the room with a satisfying hiss. Often, when you go into the room, there is simply no steam, or heat for that matter, so someone will pour water on the metal thing and soon steam will billow out and everyone will be happy. At that time, however, the steam itself had been set at a slightly higher temperature or something because it had been really, really hot. I liked it. Obviously, some didn't. In any case, back to the other gym patron. The fellow, her boyfriend, again said something to the effect that you can't really adjust the heat, and the woman said, "I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to that guy with the towel over his head." That would be me. I lifted the towel and looked at her. She was standing by the door, pretty, slight, maybe late 20s, had long black hair and a towel wrapped tightly over her swimsuit from breast to knee. I asked if she had been talking to me. "Yes. Why did you put that heat up so high? It's awful. If you wanted to sweat so much, you should go work out." Now, why did she assume, one, I had turned up the heat, and two, I hadn't worked out? Probably because my belly can best be described as bouncy. Anyone with a bouncy belly couldn't possibly go to a gym to work out. They would go to turn the heat up in the steam room. Obviously. I thought about telling her that not only had I worked out, that I had lost 40 pounds in the few previous months. Yes, it's true. I've since gained it all back and more. So my belly wasn't as bouncy as it had been. I didn't say that. It was none of her damn business. I didn't put water on the sensor, I told her instead, and more to the point. And it has been hotter in here the last few times I've been. However, I am enjoying it. "No, you put it all the way up. It's never been this hot. It's awful. You should go work out, not try to lose weight in the steam room." There it was. "If you don't like it," I said, "go to the sauna. It's right next door." I wanted to say it nicely, but might not have managed. I'm sure it didn't slip into snottiness. Her boyfriend, I assume it was her boyfriend, said something very similar, in a similar tone of voice. He then left and went into the sauna. "I don't want to go to the sauna. I want steam. It's just too hot. You've ruined my entire gym experience." She left. Then a few moments later came back again to complain once more. I put my towel back over my head. The ironic thing is that, with her going and coming and standing in the door complaining, the heat in the room dissipated greatly, and if she'd just noticed that, she could have regained some sense of accomplishment from her workout. I assumed she had worked out, and enjoyed her schvitz. I'm just glad I'm not her boyfriend. I assume it was her boyfriend. You have been listening to That Would Be Me and ThatWouldBeMe.net with best-selling author Jeff Huff. Remember to get your free report, Unleash Your Creative Writer, at www.ThatWouldBeMe.net.